Strange but true. True stories from around the world that are hard to believe.
Probability zero. Here's the final part of our series on unusual coincidences. Bitter pill. A 59-year-old university professor once gave a lecture on life after death. After receiving a minute of enthusiastic applause, the elderly professor sat down, popped a peppermint into his mouth, and promptly choked to death on it. At first, students thought the incident was a joke, but they soon realized that the professor was in fact dead. Death comes to all. In 1998, a 42-year-old religious fanatic, John Phillips, staged a protest with a banner that read, "The end of the world is nigh." He spent a Saturday afternoon walking around the city of Burgos, in the north of Spain. However, while he was attempting to cross a busy road, he was run over and killed by a lorry. Mr. Unlucky. Manston Silla is America's unluckiest man. The 52-year-old plumber had been convicted of murder in 1982 and was sentenced to death. Years later, the sentence was quashed and he was reprieved from the electric chair and allowed to go home. However, on his first day of freedom, he was sitting on a metal toilet when he bit through a live wire while trying to fix his television, turning the metal box into a homemade version of Old Sparky. The amazing thing is that exactly the same thing happened to another prisoner just 1 year later. Now what are the chances of that? Miss Lucky. On a happier note, Karen Gluck, a British lady from Birmingham, went to Pembrokeshire Beach in Britain and found a ring she'd lost 10 years before. Even more incredible is the story of the guy from Hawaii, who found his wedding ring 12 years after losing it. The 36-year-old professional diver had lost his ring one day while swimming off the coast. He'd made a search of the area but had found nothing. Years later, he was hunting for fish when he landed a shark. And on cutting the fish open, he noticed a glittering piece of jewellery, which on closer inspection turned out to be his own lost ring.